The Republican National Convention got off to a waterlogged start yesterday. There were few official events. The convention convened and was adjourned minutes later. But the Tampa Convention Center was abuzz with political celebrities, social networks, and plenty of media. Caitlin Thompson, the editor of WNYC's political website, itsafreecountry.org, joins us now to talk about what she's seeing. Caitlin, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So now you're on the beach, you're in clear water. How's the weather?
If you can believe it, I'm actually seeing a little bit of blue skies.
Well, that's
the humidity is about 1,000%, and the birds are flying around like crazy. But it looks like we might have sat out the worst of this.
Okay, let's talk about the convention. There's some interesting digital things happening this year, right?
The social networks are out in force. It's obvious to me, and I think pretty much everyone there, that they're really trying to get involved in the conversation with the more traditional media. And, you know, there's a good reason to that. I was talking with a friend who works at Twitter yesterday, and he said that on Sunday, which was the day before the official start of this event, more tweets were sent about this convention than in 2008 altogether.
So what is Twitter actually doing to send out all these tweets and have people follow it?
They're doing some interesting stuff. They're doing a hashtag, obviously, and they're going to launch the page today. It's GOP 2012, and they're looking for photos and obviously trying to curate the conversation. But something else that they're doing that's really interesting is they're doing what's called a daily political index. And it's basically polling by way of Twitter, but they're working with a Republican and a Democratic polling firm and the search engine called Topsy. And what they're doing is tracking the volume of tweets about Mitt Romney and about Barack Obama and the sentiment. So they're analyzing the type of words that people are using when they're tweeting about these two guys. And when I looked at the board, Romney was leading, albeit slightly, but it's interesting because it's actually matched up going back with Gallup polls for the last couple of months.
Okay, let's talk about Google. How's Google making its presence felt there?
Optics, very much optics. It's kind of hard to exaggerate how much of a presence Google is claiming here. They have a lounge. It has primary colored pods where you can check out their storm crisis coverage. You can send message to the troops. And they're really trying to push Google Hangout. So it's sort of unclear to me how journalistically this is going to go, but it's something that we've seen in New York in the Google scene. Lots of emphasis on the Hangout, on the interactive. And, you know, it doesn't hurt that there's, you know, faux beechwood flooring and free lattes either.
So you're saying Google was kind of talking more about the storm, the buzz about that, right?
Google was talking about the storm. Mainly I get the impression because they had something to say about it. But they're definitely encouraging people to sort of embrace the live, the Hangout, their new product, obviously. And they have a pretty big imprint, much more so than Twitter's.
Okay, now WNYC, of course, has some digital plans. Why don't you tell us what those are?
Yes, we're live chatting every night. We had a bit of a preliminary live chat last night just so we could get all of our troops on the ground and see what they were getting up to in day one. But basically our plan is to be streaming and live chatting the entirety of the speeches at night, pretty much until the bitter end. So let's hope they're exciting, which I think they actually will be.
Now,
we've got a good collection of talent. Uh-huh. We've got thinkers. We've got all sorts of folks sending us dispatches. One we have up now on the site involves our special correspondent, Barra Trinity Thurston. He interviewed Grover Norquist yesterday, uh-huh. And then they're going to do a stand-up comedy act tonight. So it's serious, but it's also as gleeful and weird as you can imagine.
And just to wrap up, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is giving the keynote tonight. Any interesting digital buzz on that?
You know, everybody's talking about Chris Christie, digital and otherwise. So we're definitely going to be watching and chatting about that tonight. So stay tuned.
Okay, Caitlin Thompson from Clearwater, Florida. She's the editor of our political website, itsafreecountry.org, and she'll be convening our live chat starting at 7 tonight. Our live coverage also starts on air at 7 p.m. with a conversation special. We'll have callers from swing states around the nation. Caitlin, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.